So a new film is telling the story of how Sheffield's historic Portland Works was saved from being turned into flats. It's having its premiere today. Often referred to as the birthplace of stainless steel manufacturing, Portland Works was built by R.F. Moseley in 1879. He collaborated with Harry Brearley to produce the first knife blades ever made from stainless steel in the world. It's one of the last working examples of a purpose-built metal trades factory, with several little mesters still creating products from raw materials. But it also is home to modern craftspeople and artists. In this clip from the film Saving Portland Works, we hear from two of the tenants who fought to save the building they love.
When the original threat of losing the works reacted, I was very angry because I can't just move anywhere. My business wouldn't exist because I can't just move anywhere and get hammer rights. Hammer rights are where you've got the right to make noise at a certain level and nobody around you can complain. It was very stressful at the time, like, because you've been here all that time, like, and you're trying to keep a living, and somebody just wanted to turn it into bedsits, and no. And when I saw the plans, all the forge and all the centre was disappearing. It was going to be a lift shaft. Some of my machinery is still from the 1870s, and the line shaft's still in the roof of the forge that used to run them when it was the steam engine.
I think you couldn't help but get involved when the works were under threat, because everybody was under threat. I mean, as a tenant, everybody was under threat of having to leave. And, you know, our space, which is quite a, you know, it's a big space for a studio, but for two flats, it's a small space. So, you know, everybody wanted to save it. It's an old building, it's got huge amounts of character, and everybody wanted to pull in and save it.
It's wonderful, isn't it? That was tool manufacturer Andy Cole and artist Mary Sewell, who both feature in the new film Saving Portland Works. So joining me now is Dr. Chris Corker. He's chair of directors for Portland Works, and he's on the line for a chat. Good morning, Dr. Chris. How are you?
Good morning, Paula. Nice to talk to you today.
It's a treat for me to talk to you as well. So can you tell us a bit about this film that debuts today then? How excited were you about it?
It's a great film that we've made because really this story of how a group of people, our community has come together to save their history and their heritage is one we want to tell, and one that can actually help people in Sheffield and beyond. In a place like Sheffield, the place is just dripping in history and heritage. And as you heard in the clip there, people wanted to turn this place into flats. And for a lot of people, it's a part of their community and something they wanted to save. The story is really about how you get a diverse range of people together, including people like myself as a historian, to help save a works like this. And we're now 8 years old as owning it as a community benefit society. And it was the time to tell the story and tell, you know, it's not a straightforward story. It's not a simple story. It is complicated. It has its ups and downs. But it's really to inspire people to have a go if they have a building they want to save themselves.
I liked when tool manufacturer Andy Cole said, make it into bedsits, and he just went, no. quite the definitive no. Just remind people of where Portland Works are, in case they're not aware.
Portland Works is on Randall Street, just off of Bramall Lane. It has been there since 1879, and I'm pretty sure that hundreds of thousands of people have walked past it, including football fans on Saturday mornings, and not even realised it's there. We're starting to do more with the signage. We're starting to make more of a spectacle of the place. But because it's listed, we are limited with what we can do. But really, the video is going to help us tell that story to people in Sheffield. And lots of people might visit the works, and they always leave saying, I didn't know, but this is wonderful. This is something I want to know more about. And this video is, hopefully, this film is part of our way of sharing this with the rest of Sheffield, because so many people don't know about it. And you mentioned right at the start about its connection to the history of stainless steel and cutlery manufacture. It's an important place, not just in Sheffield's history, but also in world history. This is where the idea of making consumer goods from stainless steel started.
And Portland Works then, I think for quite a few of us, as you said, you know, it's a little bit obscured in a way. Not a lot of people know that it's actually there. But you were saying that it's listed, but there was a possibility that it could have been made into flats. How does that work then? Forgive my ignorance on these matters.
So the building and the facade are listed, but what you do within the space is up for grabs. So we have converted units into being offices, artist studio, our maker space, which is also a theatre space. People have converted units to be a gin distillery. I know you've talked to the guys from the gin distillery at Portland Works. So within the space, you can change things, but the actual building had to remain the same. And the problem with listed status is that it can at times be a little bit flexible, and we've been quite careful with what we do and what we change, and we're trying to respect the building. And it's this grey area between restoration and renovation, and it's an area we grapple with, because we want to keep the building looking as good as we can, but also we're not making it look like it did in, say, the 1930s or 40s. So there was the possibility for converting within the building, within reason. But thankfully that didn't happen, because as you heard from the video, lots of people didn't want it to happen. And sadly, it has happened all across Sheffield. You know, we walk around the town centre and you go, well, that used to be a cutlery works, and that used to be a cutlery works, and that used to be a cutlery works, and it's all gone. We've saved this in Sheffield. It's one of the few places left that is still making cutlery, which was its original purpose over 140 years ago.
My fellow actually is Dutch, has lived in Canada, and he says he loves the romance of the industrial part of Sheffield. And there's a sense for you know, buildings like Portland Works that they become part of the romance of Sheffield. Some of it, obviously, all of it can't stay. We do need to build places where people can live. But, you know, why is Portland Works? I mean, we talked about its history, so that's good enough reason. But why else do you think, you know, the people who were there, who were working there, how important is it to them to keep it?
It's important to them to keep it because it is about continuing that tradition, and it's also about, I say, we're respecting the history, but we're also making history there as well. We have people working in digital media. We have artists. We have the gin distillery that I've already mentioned. People across the whole range of traditional to contemporary crafts. And one of the great things that we're doing as a community benefit society is that we're keeping the rents at an affordable price. We're giving people a chance to get a start if they need a unit to start their own business. People making guitars in there as well. People making leather crafts, just people who need a small space to start. And back to that point you made about romance, it's about the story of people. You know, we have this sort of upswing of interest in local history, but also people's family history and genealogy. To me, the romance is about what happened there. What did people do there? Is there a connection to my family? We know the big picture of history, but really that romance is about the everyday people. The things that people did on a daily basis, like making knives, like grinding, like working in the machine shops and the forge that Andy Cole has as well. To me, that's the romance of it. And we're kind of keeping the idea of, you mentioned earlier, little nesters and one-man artisans, keeping the idea alive. Right. Because commercial buildings often are too expensive for people, just keeping these crafts alive.
Dr. Chris Corker, Chair of Directors for the Portland Works, is talking to me about the Portland Works and this new film, which we'll go back to in just a moment. How did you get involved then, Chris?
So my background is as a business historian, and I'm interested in local history. And I did a lot of research on Sheffield's armaments manufacturers, which were in Sheffield's East End around the First World War, in places that are now Sheffield Forge Masters, where Medal Hall now is, making things like armour plate and making armour-piercing projectiles for the Royal Navy and of the world's navies as well. People don't realise before the Great War, we had customers as far afield as Japan for our armour-piercing projectiles. But part of the sideline of making better armaments was experimentation into metallurgy. And as part of that came stainless steel. Stainless steel is really a byproduct of trying to make better weapons, oddly. And that got me connected to Portland Works because of its connection with stainless steel cutlery manufacture. And I'm interested in the history of Harry Brearley as well. So I got in contact with the education outreach officer at Portland Works. We started having a conversation. I did a few talks there. And then the board of directors said, you know, we'd really like somebody with a bit of historical expertise on the board of directors. That's how I got connected. It's really my day job as a lecturer and my broader interest in local history that got me connected to the place, but also I'm keen on making history now as well, like making this film and actually the crafts and the people we have there. it's very easy to limit what Portland Works is to saying in 1914 we made stainless steel cutlery here for the first time. But it's a much bigger story over 140 years. And the story we're still making now as well.
And when do we get to see the film then? Is it accessible to ordinary people like me, Chris?
So we have our screening today at the Works, which is for a small private audience. If you're interested in watching the film, go to our website, portlandworks.co.uk. Sign up for our newsletter, because we're going to be sending out the link to watch the video on the newsletter in the future. And if you want to know anything else about Portland Works, our website is the place to be. We are still looking for shareholders. We have lots of volunteers helping renovate the building. If you're interested in our education, outreach, our lecture program, everything is on the website that you might want to know about. But if you want to watch the video, get signed up for our newsletter. That's where we're going to be sending it out.
Plenty of juicy stuff to get our teeth into. Dr. Chris Corker, thank you so much for joining us on BBC Radio Sheffield. Chair of Directors for the Portland Works, talking about the film that debuts today. It's called Saving Portland Works.